Why is it important to define the hyper levels? What does that mean?
I think it's important to define it because it's important to have a vocabulary that shows the difference, the differences, that it's good to be relational, but you can be too relational in a way. If you are staying in a relationship where you're being harmed, often people will be asking themselves, do I have the right to leave this relationship? Is it okay to leave it? Maybe he or she really means to be helpful, or if I just wait long enough, they'll come around. And it's important to begin to look at the relationship and what you're getting out of it, as well as one's own interactions, as well as one's own patterns and what a person might be doing themselves. You know, they might be staying in a relationship because they're so invested in being in the relationship that they might be harming themselves. So I think it's important to have that language, that it's really you're overdoing it.